Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and the title of her preaching today is Not Just Another Pretty Face.
Today's response is from Psalm 80. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth, rouse your power. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. During this second pandemic advent, I've been forced to learn to wait with a little more patience. Okay, fine, a very little more patience. But one area of chronic impatience has been waiting for the faces that I long to see. Yeah, we tried a Zoom Thanksgiving and it was great to talk, but honestly, I just want to see those adult children and dear friends up close and in person to give love and receive it. That's one kind of longing for faces. Another kind is that sense of longing for those other faces, gone now, whom I loved and who looked on me with love. The country grandmother who sewed clothes and read history, or the refined grandma who, strangely, loved watching college football on weekend TV. The aunt who was a genius at homemade ice cream. My dad, who could take any word at all and turn it into a string of puns that would make your stomach ache from laughing. And still another kind of longing is even more basic. The pandemic longing to see even strangers' faces, their whole faces. The guy at the gas station, the people at Mass, the others in line at the post office waiting to mail their Christmas packages. And you, your face, unmasked, maybe smiling, maybe not, but real and present and visible. Perhaps there's someone this second Saturday of Advent whose face you're longing to see. A faraway friend, a deceased loved one. Or maybe you'd be delighted just to see anyone in addition to the five same faces you see every day. Because our psalm today tugs at those same heartstrings to name yet one more kind of longing for a face. The longing for God's. Maybe this Advent isn't going exactly the way you wish it would, but I do imagine that for many of us, we are deeply in touch with our longing in ways that we haven't experienced before, in ways that may even have become visceral. That embodied longing, it's longing for God. And for us Christians, it's also a longing for the face of God with us. Emmanuel, who came in the body of a child, who came for each of us and all of us. Because Psalm 80 isn't just an expression of personal desire. It's a community lament. It's an entire people saying, Lord, let us see your face. Show us your face. Please, when we see your face, we'll be saved. Everyone, could we pray that prayer? Because God's face is very near to us when we turn toward it together in hope.